smoke.
Here we go.
We're on.
Meow.
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 Live and worldwide from somewhere in Bumble Feinstein, Egypt.
Yeah.
And we are at Fiend Fest Somalia.
Meow.
In the wonderful resort town of Mirka.
Meow.
Hey, all you people in the Tenzanagora Valley, get out of bed and get up here. The Fiends are live.
That was very good.
Wow.
That was good.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
You guys tripping?
Somebody tell the board op about the reverb that we got in there.
You know, when you finally get kicked off radio, you know, we're still on some stations, I'm sure, because when you finally get kicked off radio, an FCC van pulls up in front of your house and hands you a folded up triangle shaped Bipcot flag. And that hasn't happened yet.
Is that every time we lose a station?
No, when you lose your last station, your last that's FCC license station, that's a lot of flag. No, you just get one when you're on no stations anymore.
Okay, well, it's not for lack of trying on our part. Yeah, we've all been dedicated really to that. Getting kicked off of radio.
So, Derek J., you want to talk about your trippy freakout since it's funny?
Yeah, I'll let people know. I came up here. I was feeling the heat. You know, the heat was really getting to me from this bright sun. So, you know, I came up to the LRN.fm media room at Porkfest or Fiendfest Somalia, and some shows were going on. It was the crypto show, and I thought that John McAfee was speaking to me through LRN, and he was letting me know that I couldn't access my phone because it was spying on me. You know, he was talking about all the NSA and all these spying apparatus and how, like, you give your identities over to these devices, and it could be that if I was gonna open my phone, like, it requires a thumbprint, which is pretty trippy. Do you guys have a thumbprint phone unlock?
I do.
I just made the leap to go from regular.
No, mine. I have to pull down my
password.
Zipper and lay my member on my phone. It's one of those. They're all unique.
You have the mushroom stamp.
Yeah, the mushroom stamp. Do you have the mushroom stamp, Lou?
No, I have a tendency to leave it places, though.
Is it a detachable penis? Detachable
no,
penis.
No, the stamp. Well, after we get kicked off
penis.
And wind up just a
penis.
Regular podcast,
penis.
Can we do the show at, like, reasonable times?
Yeah.
What?
Can we do it, like, before 1 a.m. Eastern
that,
time?
If we get kicked off radio?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
When?
When?
Yeah. Not if, when. Yeah.
Tonight.
So, anyway.
So, I danced to John McAfee talking cybersecurity. It's the end of the story. I was afraid.
A little bit there, brother. You're distorting.
Oh, yeah.
Where's
sir.
Where's the video?
The video? Well, that's the other thing.
Circle around that microphone there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
There was some distortion on the
mic.
File last night. I noticed.
Sorry,
especially Diana. Diana gets really excited.
Away.
She's really excitable.
It's true.
This is true.
No, but I thought all the TVs
penis.
Were spying on me.
Sorry. Did that work? Are you guys hearing the echo when I do that?
I don't hear
no.
you.
No.
Nope.
Yeah.
It's not bad at
no?
all.
I thought you were just saying penis that many times.
Penis. Yeah. Penis. 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 All right.
Yeah, I hear the echo, Michael. I hear the echo.
Yeah?
Yeah, we get it.
Penis.
Penis.
All right. Penis.
Penis.
All right. He's trying.
Okay, how many stations are we on now? Two?
Two.
One?
Zero.
I have a little counter, and I watch it go down.
It's like the debt clock in reverse is dropping just as fast.
We just had a nice little delivery of Sam Adams over here.
Yes.
Wow.
Thank you, Eric.
All right.
Pictures,
that was
please.
Very kind of you. Yay. Okay. Yay, who's the official Fiend photographer taking pictures of
Yeah, where's the camera?
Is the French press there, Derek J?
Not yet. They'll be here Thursday, I think, right? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't met them. Yeah. We have a date.
I thought you were talking about the SRH coffee press.
Yeah. No.
No.
No, there's plenty of coffee. I'm drinking some.
They were talking to Will today.
All right. Yeah, they must be really busy. I don't know. I guess they have a lot of appointments with people.
Nicole's taking pictures.
Did you see them? What did they say?
I didn't see them.
You saw him talking to him.
No, I saw him eating his food.
Yeah, he said, he said, "Bonjour, monsieur, comment allez-vous?"
Yeah. And I said, "No, not in a long time."
That was very good.
And you offered him some coffee, and he turned his nose down and snorted at you and said, "Pee-pee kitty," which is French for cat pee, which is what they call American coffee.
And at which point I said, "Auf Wiedersehen."
So if you guys can, if there's any anything you could talk about something going down the drain, I know it's a negative thing, but it could be a funny thing, because I have an awesome picture I took of my cat standing in my bathtub looking down the drain tonight. Like, he was in there for like a half hour. Like, what's up with cats in bathtubs?
There's a critter in there. I'm telling you, there's a critter.
Who was looking down the drain? You or the cat?
Both.
The cat? Both.
My cat used to do that, and then I'd find dead mice in the bathtub.
Oh,
no, my kitten.
Yeah,
she didn't leave them on your right in front of your door for you.
There were mice in your drain.
My cat is very ungrateful.
Did they climb up through the sewer?
I have
into
no
your
idea.
Bathtub?
All I know.
Diana, were you tripping?
Yeah, wait a minute. That doesn't sound.
No, not at the time. Definitely not. But no,
where sounds like an urban myth.
I know. That weird. I'm not saying that actually happened. All I'm saying is that she would stare at the drain, and the next thing you know, there'd be a dead mouse in the bathtub. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
I don't know how.
That's why there's so many mass shootings in Colorado, because children grow up with live mice crawling out of their drain constantly, and it breaks their brain.
This was actually North Carolina. Negative. This was in North Carolina, not Colorado. That hasn't happened yet in Colorado.
So your cat didn't leave dead mice on the pillow like a before
penis.
Yeah, no, I guess maybe she likes. She's either ungrateful or just loves me too much for that.
Penis.
So your cat didn't leave dead penis on the pillow like a before dinner mint. Oh my God.
What is that?
Exploding kittens.
We just had a special delivery.
Of a card game called Exploding Kittens.
Can you put it up on the mic? Is it safe?
That. Put it on the microphone so everybody can see it.
I played that game like 2 months ago. And
do something
with it. I
don't
know what to do with it.
What does it do? Down. Does it make noise? What's the story?
It's just a card game.
Dobby's jumping on a mic.
It makes cats.
It's like, how do you open this box? I have no idea.
So this game, I first played this game like 2 or 3 months ago. And the moment I like got it out, a friend of mine introduced me to it. I was like, the fiends have to play this game. This game is designed for the fiends. It kind of proves the collective unconscious, because it kind of seems like something we all would have come up with.
What is it?
It's
you're a fiend, Dobby.
Cats explode, and you have to defuse the bombs before they explode.
Dobby's a fiend.
What?
He can't deny his fiendness. So it's in his blood.
So, Michael, we figured out how we're going to get kicked off the air. We're going to play Cards Against Humanity on the air tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, that's
what, cards
acceptable.
Against? What about
that's
libertarians
fine.
Against?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cards,
yeah.
I have cards.
I thought you meant.
Cards Against Libertarians.
Yeah. Well, I got them.
You're going to play Cards Against Humanity when there's an actual game that mentions probably all of you by name that's a variant of it? You should be playing Libertarians Against Humanity. Yeah, that's what it's for. It's an expansion deck.
Does anybody have?
You're gonna have to make some of it radio friendly, though.
Yeah, I got all three.
I don't really want to get kicked off stations.
It's very difficult to make that game radio friendly, though.
No, it's not. I've played hours of Libertarians Against Humanity on the Freedom Fiends with almost every fiend. Dobby, didn't we do that one time or 8 times?
Yeah, with the generator.
It was our content generator.
Yeah.
Before we had the actual, but there's someone. I think Nick works has some actual game. Cards.
What? Who? Huh?
Nick is sitting in the audience.
Nick Hazelton.
Popcorn. He's sitting there eating popcorn, just like grubbing and like kind of.
Well,
he's in agreement that he has a game.
He's too tired to talk
because
he lost his virginity 8 times today, right?
He looks so cute with his braids.
Yeah, he's
wearing
like
his red shirt.
He's got some popcorn.
Yeah, it looks really good on him. I love that.
It's a Dale Gribble saying guns don't kill people, the government does.
Government does.
Yeah, I sent that to Nick.
He's got like 2 or 3 bags of popcorn that he's eating out of. He is so baked right now.
Or something.
Oh,
or something.
Yeah. He's tripping balls on mushrooms.
No.
Did you guys see in the picture last night? I photoshopped out the. I photoshopped out the beer in front of him and replaced it with a bottle of milk.
We're all going to get accused of exaggerating the delinquency of a minor.
I was under-exaggerating it in the picture for his dad or anybody else who looks at the website.
In one of those, Nick, isn't that what we're worried about? Didn't you say your grandfather listened?
Oh, yeah, he does.
He's not listening, Glenn Beck.
I noticed in one of the pictures that was posted, there was, I don't know, like maybe five freaking beer bottles sitting right in front of me.
Yeah. We had quite the collection by the end of the show.
Yeah, and you're trying to pretend they weren't yours.
There were three polyamorous girls trying to pass Nick around earlier today.
Nice.
Wait a minute.
Why were they passing?
Well, you know, puff, puff, pass. one girl told another, don't bogart him.
Somebody's going to get a picture of Nick.
I thought something was... never mind. Not up for auction. Damaged goods up for auction usually don't fetch as high a price.
Oh my gosh, we were talking about damaged goods earlier. Yeah,
the girls and a couple of guys from the bouncy tent were eyeballing them pretty hard too. So they came walking by and they're just giving them the fish eye, almost like they were cops. But we know they're not cops because, well, they had handcuffs, but they weren't cops. Yeah. And they're like, oh, you got a pretty mouth, boy.
Oh. Well, you know. You guys know the age of consent. The age of consent in that state is 17.
No, Ian, what is the age?
Yeah.
So Nick's legal. Oh, Nick looked it up, I thought. Because Nick's legal to do it, but I don't know if he's legal to be sold by adults. So if he's legal to do this, I care about no legalities.
Right, if he's legal to do all this stuff, then we just lost the black market bounce on the price that we could get for him.
Wait,
he's just another 17-year-old juvenile delinquent dropout.
What's this legal stuff? I thought.
I know. Who cares?
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Well, we're talking about economics here.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like any of us give a Feinstein about what's legal.
Yeah.
So.
You can take
that always makes me giggle.
Out of the radio room, but you can't take the LRN out of the media room.
Oh,
why would we? I mean, we're supposed to like keep it in here, right? Something like that. I mean, even though we got the speakers hanging out
what
the window.
What happens in the media room stays in the media room.
Jamie.
You can take Ian out of the media room, but you can't.
I don't want to hit anyone.
You want to hit it?
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends radio show. I've run websites since 1996 and have used over a dozen web hosts in that time. AgoristHosting.com is the only one that hasn't broken my heart. Agorist Hosting's uptime and service is stellar, and their DDoS mitigation is the best I've seen. That's important because if you tell the truth in this world, you'll ruffle feathers. No matter what the haters hit us with, Agorist Hosting keeps our websites online. If you have a mission-critical commercial presence or a world-changing activism site, go with AgoristHosting.com.
Full torso
apparition.
Not apparition, apparition.
Operation.
I'm busy talking to Dutalk Radio.
Yeah. I think we need to talk about who's buried under Roger's campground.
Oh.
And welcome back to the Freedom Fiends. Live from.
It's a poltergeist situation.
Fiend Fest Somalia in the Somali resort town of Mirka.
Woo!
Woo!
And. Davi has come up with a revelation that Porkfest is haunted.
Sure is.
Well, so it's the full moon. It's the summer solstice. It's Porkfest the 13th. And we've just learned that Roger's campground is built on the ancient burial ground of he who shall not be named, or she. And I'm a little freaked out here, okay? So do you guys know about the puke wedgie? Do you know this? This is like over New England.
Is that a show on LRN?
No. It's a critter. It's a spirit. It's a wandering apparition. It's a half man, half porcupine. It's a parishioner.
It's a chupacabra, New Jersey
it is
devil.
The chupacabra of New Hampshire. It's called the puke wedgie. It's half man, half porcupine, and it wanders the woods.
Oh my God! Apparition.
And
wait. Man and porcupine?
Half man, half porcupine. Look it up.
They're
this is a real
wives.
Thing.
It's a big brick. Oh,
nicely done. Hey-o.
I don't know about that one.
And it makes a sound that mimics humans. It says, "Stop treading on me."
Yeah, right. Okay, so if there's any puke wedges in the room, I just want you all to know that I know you're haunting this place. And as soon as I figure out what you eat, I'm going to leave it outside my tent, and everything will be fine.
I say we have let's have a seance.
As soon as I find out what they eat, I'm going to leave it outside Davi's tent.
Let's have a he said she seance.
Of he what? That shall not be named?
I don't know. Yeah, of he who shall... Let's channel he who shall not be named. Okay. Do we have a Ouija board?
All right, that could get very dirty.
No, but we have...
We have a Bipcot board.
I think we have a wedgie board around
here somewhere. A wedgie board.
Yeah.
A puke wedgie board.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, that's what we need. So we need quills.
We need quills? Are we writing stuff down?
Yeah, it's like a... That's how a puke wedgie board works,
okay,
right? It's like automatic writing. Everybody gets a quill, and we write one letter at a time.
Okay, because under the First Amendment, according to the Second Amendment, folks, the only thing we can use to write stuff down, you know, freedom of the press, is a quill with, like, Indian ink in it. Can I say Indian ink? Oh, wait. Back then, it wasn't politically correct.
Have I told you guys? I can't worms anymore.
Why not?
No.
What?
Why?
Word.
Oh, no.
I've experienced an existential state in which I became one with anything, and I've discovered that I am now, as we speak, in contact with the government.
You poor thing.
Oh. Uh-oh.
And everything else. I mean, like...
I thought that was your Tweety warning.
It was. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Can you share details about it?
Well, yeah. I mean, like every religious tradition has it. You experience the annihilation of the self, and you expand and become one with everything. If you're Buddhist and you go to New York, you go and get one. Go to a hot dog vendor and you order one with everything. It's nirvana, right? It's the experience of complete decorporealization and unity with the source. And I have discovered that the government is, in fact, in contact with the source, just like everything else. And so by the, ipso facto community property, we're all in contact with the government at all times. So I can't worms anymore, guys. I'm sorry. I'm off the worms team.
What the happy hell are you talking about?
I absolutely think none of you can worms anymore. If you want to remain agnostic on this point, I understand. You guys keep wormsing if you want to keep wormsing. I'm just saying I'm here to tell you you're in contact with the government.
Okay, if you're gonna have a slice of mushroom pizza, quit going to that hippie down there. My God, you're almost as baked as Nick. He's over here laughing and giggling like I don't know, like he's baked or something.
Aww,
we just got
so
sent
cute.
A picture of the puke wedge from Michael. He told me to pass it around.
That's the puke. No,
this is a official.
This is a real thing, guys. I'm letting you know.
You know what? I'm going to dye Nick's hair orange so he could be like Carrot Top. And oh my gosh, it's a cat! It's a cat staring down. I'm looking at a picture here. It's a cat staring down the
puke wedgie. There you go, half man, half porcupine.
At a puke wedgie.
Mm-hmm. There's a puke wedgie down there for sure.
Right, isn't it? That's why. I don't know why that is, but there it is. Look, there. Look. Half man, half porcupine.
How did you discover this was a real thing?
Oh, my gosh.
Because I'm just, I have channels. I have connections with the supernatural. I just...
Meow, wow, wow.
Because I'm in contact with everything, Derek.
And we'll be right back after Davi contacts...
I just need to recaporealize and I'll be fine.
Listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Ugh, I'm so sick of looking at Steve's wedding pics, and I'm all out of passive-aggressive comments. What else am I supposed to do at work all day?
Sick of stalking your ex on Facebook?
Yeah!
Are you all out of cute cats and autocorrect mishaps to lolat?
Duh!
Freedom Fiends to the rescue! The Fiends now have a blog. Read all about the latest tyranny today. Dream about lip pair. Laugh while Western civilization collapses. Just click on the cat icon to the right of freedomfiends.com. Freedom Fiends blog. Read it!
Yeah.
busy talking about lizard people.
And X-Files.
Porcupine people, man.
Yeah. Puke wedgies and lizard people. And...
apparently, puke wedgies are actually a thing.
Yep, they're on YouTube.
They're on YouTube, so they must be real.
They must be real.
Yep.
But you need a credit card to watch that video.
ParanormalEncounters.com.
Are they on ParanormalDating.com?
I don't know if they're on ParanormalDating.com.
You need a credit card to watch that video, I think. Yeah, oh my god. What? Oh my god. Oh god. Somebody from the audience just showed us pictures of porcupines porking. Mating.
The mating ritual of a porcupine.
If you ever wanted to
porking porcupines.
Painfully?
Seems dangerous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you guys actually know how porcupines mate?
Dangerous.
Because there's that joke, right?
Very carefully.
That is not true. What happens is the male urinates on the woman to soften the quills.
The woman.
So that they can mate. Apparently, urine softens porcupine quills. I just know. I'm in connection with everything.
All right, porcupine urine softens porcupine quills.
So I'm gonna go get me some porcupine
urine.
Is that like a defense if a porcupine attacks you? Should you pee on it? Like, I don't know.
It's better than nothing.
I wouldn't, because then they'll want you to mate with it. Then you're in a world of trouble.
I'm not taking any chances. I'm preemptively peeing on any porcupine I see.
Yeah, mark your territory, preemptively. And besides, you should anytime you can pee on something and not have to pay $50 extra,
maybe
you
this
should
is
kind
it.
Of bless.
Oh, my God.
So...
Yeah,
I think we just went down in the 20s.
Talk about going down the drain. There you go, right there.
Yeah, look at that picture. That's a lot of pricks there.
All I'm suggesting is that the puke wedgies are coming and you should put urine on your doorstep. It's the proverbial sock on the door. They'll move to the next tent.
I'm not peeing on my tent.
No, I thought you put their favorite food out there. So...
I'm just, we're brainstorming here. This is a new situation.
Outside the door, just to I be think safe. Be I don't safe. Know.
So when you're all drunk and you're wandering around, you accidentally piss on somebody's tent.
Start
just tell them you're protecting them from
exactly.
puke.
Right. It's a public service. You should be able to collect a stipend.
So it's sort of like the Passover. If you like, brush urine on the lintel of your doorway, then the pork wedgie will pass over.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It's like Passover, exactly.
Will people urine do the trick, or does that be
Well, they're half-human, so it's got to half-work.
Okay, so government urine.
Yeah, no, that doesn't work at all.
Well, sort of halfway, kind of, I don't know. If you're looking at government trying to create the problem so they can solve the problem, well, it does half the job. It creates it.
Okay.
So next year at Fiend Fest, I know what I'm vending. I'm going to have some porcupine meat. And I'm
going to
make a
jars.
Million bitcoins.
Little vials.
Right?
How are you going to keep them in the fridge in your hands while you're milking them? we're
not milking them. You just took it to a really weird place.
Oh, he took it to a really weird place. Really, Tommy?
I'm over here coughing, doing my Michael W. Dean impersonation now. Thanks a lot. Yeah, congratulations, Ed. You just creeped everybody out with your lewd comments. My God. God. Just when you thought you couldn't get any worse than us, one of the audience members has to do it. So we should all be ashamed of ourselves.
Can we get him up here? Can we? No? No?
Who?
You guys want
he
to
just
do
wants to. He just wants to be out there and heckle us.
He just wants to make
fun for a few minutes.
All right.
Okay.
Right, maybe next time.
All right, we have Chandler 7. Here comes Will Coley again. Oh, okay. All right, so, yeah, they're going to go get baked. All right, cool. Nick, you got to come up here? Can you still walk? Oh, we got Ed coming up. All right.
Can you still walk?
Look at you sitting there like the little prince in his chair just watching everything going on with his popcorn.
He's the princess du jour.
He's sitting in the catbird seat.
Like it's a you-know-what, but be careful what you say.
Yeah, sitting in the catbird seat like he's going to be chicken dinner.
So we have a guest on the show that apparently milks porcupines. Why do you tell us all about
nipples.
That?
If they have nipples, you can
if they're mammals, they have nipples.
Yes, they are mammals.
So you can milk a porcupine.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about the movie Meet the Parents.
Not yet, anyway. He's training.
So this was pure speculation on your part, then?
So let's hear about the government license and certification that goes along with the sort of porcupine.
Can you sell raw porcupine milk, or does it have to be, like, homogenized?
Not in New Jersey.
Why? What can you do in New Jersey?
You certainly can't pump your own gas.
Really?
No, yeah. Oh, that's a big no-no there.
Yes.
Do you need, like, a license?
You didn't know that, Lou.
Same in Oregon. We pump our fists.
Oh, gosh. I'm not even going there.
No. like fist bump, man.
Yeah, okay. Call it what you want.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So you've all been warned. Roger's campground is haunted. Make sure and urinate outside your tent. I think if we just let the world know, I think we've done our part here tonight. We can move on.
Well, people have been urinating outside their tent for many years once they locked the bathrooms down.
And you haven't seen a puke wedgie on the campsite, have you?
That's right.
Dobby, I will have you know that your tent is very safe. I've been taking care of it. Because I care enough to go that
extra luckily
mile.
He's in a hotel room, so...
Are any of the pictures of pork wedgies sexy? Are they all trolls?
Like furry pork wedgies?
Yeah, right?
There should be. There should be one in their prime.
Right. I mean, they're also all male. All the pictures were male. Where are the female puke wedgies, and are they cute?
Well, you've seen the male pork wedgies. I'd run from them, too.
Yeah.
This is true.
Maybe it's like in that movie Encino Man, where... The like caveman guy gets unfrozen when they're trying to dig up the
dig up the pool. Brendan Fraser,
And then the cute girl pops up at the end, his old girlfriend, and she like gets cleaned up and looks pretty good,
right?
Yeah, so and apparently right before she got frozen, she must have shaved because she was she didn't have the bushy legs.
Well, that was before hair evolved.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
cavemen were almost completely bald from the scalp down.
And plus, it was California, so natural selection would say that they don't need all that fur. Right. So, okay, I stand corrected.
And blonde.
I don't think that character was blonde.
Do you know this movie?
No. Brendan Fraser?
Encino Man. Yes. It's great. You have to see it.
It's really funny. It really is. It's got Pauly Shore in it.
Yeah, it's Pauly Shore and some guy named Dave.
Those are sexy.
Sean Astin.
Yeah, that's right.
He's kind of played a lot of in a lot of movies and sort of like
is he the guy?
Parts.
Is he one of the hobbits?
Yes,
yeah, he is. And yeah, also, he was Rudy. He was Rudy too.
And he was also
Rudy.
Yeah,
from the
that was
movie.
Sean Astin. That was Sean Astin.
He was also a Goonie, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
He was a Goonie.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. You should see this movie. Is the point? It's great.
All right.
It's called Encino Man. And it's like a caveman in modern
times. It's really cute.
Modern time.
It's really cute.
Yeah, I knew if Michael redid Guns and Weed and he took out all the constitution licking stuff, if
Encino Man,
if Encino Man could get redone and take out all the Pauly Shore, it'd probably be a pretty darn good movie.
Take out Pauly Shore?
Oh, he was funny. Yeah.
That's the bestseller.
Yeah.
Where is Pauly Shore? Is he alive? Why isn't he working?
Did he die?
I think he's still running the comedy store for his mom, isn't he? Isn't that what he does these days?
No, he didn't die. His career did, but he didn't.
I think it's time for a reboot of Pauly Shore movies. He should go back and remake all his own movies, but like in the modern CGI way.
Can CGI make him talented?
Himself out of the movies?
No, I mean, like, just really do it, you know? Like, you go from, like, you had the 80s Ninja Turtles, now you have the whatever decade we're in. And like, every time they reboot something, it's all CGI forever. So it should be, like, Pauly Shore does Encino Man only. Now we get, like, CGI dinosaurs and shit. Like, excuse me.
Oh God, dump that.
And we're circling.
Yes.
Okay.
Down that drain.
All right. Anyway, I think that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Go out to the flagpole and say 10 pledges of allegiance. You have sinned.
I don't know the pledge of allegiance.
Kneel for the playing of our national anthem.
Hey, do we have a pledge for the BIPCOT flag? Just wondering. I don't know. I thought of that.
The BIPCOT flag.
An oath or something.
So, yeah, if somebody was going to swear on the air, I would have figured it was Chandler, but it turned out to be
he was gone.
Yeah.
I didn't do it.
No, not this time you didn't. So thank you for your service, Chandler.
Pink wedgie.
I missed the cussing.
Yeah.
Do it again.
And here we go with an instant replay in slow motion.
So it's a
four letter
word ending in K means intercourse. Go.
Talk.
Good job.
Really talk.
Talk. That's the correct answer. I don't know what you guys all were thinking.
The obvious thing is what we were thinking.
I'm just waiting to see what comes out of your mouth next.
Starts with F, ends with UCK. Go. Fire truck. That's right. Yes.
Oh.
Of course.
Wow. My God. My brain is where your language was a minute ago. So, oh my God, I didn't even think of that stuff. And I'm usually kind of creative, so I'm kind of ashamed. I mean,
well, if your propensity is to always go to like the dirtiest thing it could possibly be, then
what do you mean? Fire truck was the first thing I thought.
Get out of that rut.
Statist.
I must have caught Nick's being baked or something like that. It's contagious. Were you breathing on me after those magic mushrooms and weren't you shooting the marijuanas
and raw
too?
Milk.
Shooting the marijuanas.
Yeah. Magic mushrooms and raw milk.
Yeah, putting raw milk in your eyes. Hallucinating. Seeing yaks with large bosoms. And we're down to 19 stations.
And counting.
Is the goal to wipe them all out tonight, or are we going to try to save some for tomorrow? Or
we're scheduled to Wednesday, but if we want to get the night done early, if we want to finish our week early, then we can just keep going the way that we have been going. Yeah. So.
Okay.
So, which means that we can start doing shows at a reasonable time. So I'm not saying
I'm so down for that. I can't tell you.
I'm not saying that we should do that, but yeah. I'm just saying that would be the result.
I'm going to have to readjust my whole schedule now.
So
what's going on? I'm totally confused.
I think we're going to the market. We're going to figure that out when we get back.
Yeah. And we might share it with the audience.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
After this week. Huh? Word. Yeah.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
Are you tired of stinky socialists trying to take over America?
And are you also tired of theorists talking about the free market as a cure-all for every problem with no firsthand experience of how the market actually works?
Well, the Truth, Justice, American Way app gives you wall-to-wall shows by hosts who not only understand the market, but tell you how they make money in a variety of patriotic endeavors.
The Truth, Justice, American Way app for Android is 24/7 streaming audio content on the topics of finance, liberty, self-defense, and technology.
All the hosts are all American Americans from all over America.
And the app is made in Wyoming, the cowboy state.
Because you should buy American, even with free Android apps.
Truth, Justice, American Way. Useful information, compelling personalities, and superior American audio quality.
Go on the Google Play Store or the Amazon App Store and search Truth, Justice, American Way.
God bless each and every one of you, and God bless America.
And welcome back to Fiendfest Somalia.
We should talk about that, Davi. We should
live from Merca.
Yeah,
and we're still talking about the puke wedgie.
Do porcupines make any sound?
They probably
rodents,
make rabbit
right?
sounds. I would imagine.
Yeah, it's not a sound. It's
that's just
they sound like squirrels.
Now from the squirrels from the old Bullwinkle cartoons, I remember the rabbit making that roar sound.
Yeah,
because every time like Bullwinkle pulled the rabbit out of his hat, it was like roar. Didn't really look like a rabbit.
That's right. Yeah.
Better get myself a new hat.
like Monty Python, the killer rabbit from what is it? I can't remember. It's like some
the cave of Carabana.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yes.
So what sound?
Run away! Run away!
What sound do rabbits make other than, what's up, Doc?
I've heard my rabbit make sounds before. I mean, it's never been any kind of like really, you know, like scared kind of sound or anything like that. But just sometimes when I pick her up, she'll go, and that's it.
Now, are you raising your rabbit for meat?
Oh, I have a rabbit and a cat and a dog. Yeah, I have like a small petting zoo in my living room.
Now, have you named the rabbit?
Yeah, her name's Bella.
Okay, so you're not planning on eating her?
Well, I mean, you know, it depends.
You can't eat things you name.
Makes it more fun to eat.
If it comes down to it, she is definitely the first to go.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You mean if it's between you or her?
yeah.
I'm pretty sure that Roxy, your beagle, is in agreement with you too.
Yeah, probably so. And I'm hoping that, like, if it comes down, you know, and the apocalypse happens or whatever, that I'll actually manage to be able to train her to hunt for me. I don't know.
You have too many animals.
She hunts
a liability
for herself right now.
They're gonna hunt you in the apocalypse.
Oh my gosh.
Up on you.
You have no idea how in love both my dog and my cat are with me. My rabbit could take me or leave me.
Say love with each other.
Hey, when you're no longer
so much, yeah.
When you're no longer feeding them, you'll feed them one last time. If you know what I mean.
Well, probably the cat. Yeah, I don't know about the dog. Roxy would never do that. You know that.
Luke, yeah, right.
You know Roxy would never do that.
Yeah. Y'all got an apocalypse plan?
Oh, what, yeah.
I'm eating the rabbit. That's my apocalypse plan.
Okay, and what do you do for dinner?
Well, for me, it's zombie apocalypse. So step one is scuba diving supply store. Because zombies, they're undead, but they have human teeth. So you need a Kevlar shark diving suit, first thing.
Okay, so zombies. So we're talking zombies.
Yeah, then...
you have to be fit.
Yeah, you know, okay. I would be more incentivized to be fit if this happened. But my first destination, if it occurs while I'm where I'm at, is Alcatraz. It's an island in the middle of the bay. It has a lighthouse. You can survey the entire coastline to, like, scavenge and whatever. Yeah. It has a water tower that holds 24,000 gallons of fresh water that was just repaired in the 80s. And it's got four military fortifications. So, yeah, that's the first place I'd go.
Yep. Not to mention the currents in there are very strong. Who would probably sweep away any zombies that are trying to swim out there.
But there are lots of canoe rentals all along there. So you could just swipe one of those canoes and paddle out there pretty easy.
Yeah, but zombies don't have credit cards, so you don't have to worry about them taking the canoes to get you.
Well, I'm talking about stealing a canoe.
Oh!
This is the apocalypse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you were saying the zombies were going to get in the canoes and come out.
I think they're actually kayaks.
Okay, so they're kayaking along, you know.
Right.
Brains.
Well, they might have done that in the first couple of episodes of The Walking Dead.
Yeah, right. Well, it was a different era.
Oh,
fair point.
Good.
Speaking of Alcatraz,
also haunted. Go on.
Okay, my brother-in-law is actually swimming in August. Like, there's some like swim.
Yeah, I'd never heard of this. I want to go now.
So my brother-in-law.
I want to train for
doing that.
Oh yeah, this is an actual thing now. I knew people had done it in the past.
Yeah, but it's like it's
my great grandfather's done it.
Yeah, no.
Was it a jailbreak?
Was he trying to escape?
No, he was a construction worker. He did it on a bed over lunch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Swam to Alcatraz.
From Alcatraz.
Oh.
He
did the escape.
Yeah. But he didn't have to break out of the prison part. He was building it. So, but yeah, he swam it. Bum, bum, bum.
Did he win the bet?
Yeah. It's a dollar.
Was it a lot of money then?
I think it was a day's labor at the time. I don't know.
And we'll be back with the second hour of the Freedom Fiends if we don't get canceled after this trip to the market.
Worms.
And other trash.
Worms.
Is Will here?
I don't know where he went.
He used a term I want to use. It was the idea of like an insider. It was almost it's whistleblower is essentially the same thing, but it's not as noble as that. It's the idea of a person sort of falsely testifying against their own people to like gain public acceptance.
Oh. When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the Fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
And go on the sidebar of the Freedom Fiend site. We now have Amazon links for Amazon US, Amazon UK, and Amazon Canada due to popular demand. Worms.
This is the Freedom Fiends. Oh, do we have the intro?
I don't know. I don't memorize.
Broadcasting a mile above sea level, Pod Bay 2A. Lou, you know this one.
Yeah, the Libertarian Re-Education Camp, and Derek was talking about Pod Bay 2Gay, and BIPCOT, no government license. Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT, no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except for governments. Learn more at bipcot.org. And apparently we were all baked, dropping mushrooms during the break and injecting the weeds and putting tabs of raw milk in our eye and shooting stuff. Shooting guns. That's what we were doing. So anyway, we're back. We're sober now. And this, well, yeah.
Soberish.
Yeah, soberish. So anyway, and yeah, I had a beer tonight, so.
Sobriety adjacent?
Yeah, so I will probably be ready to do the buddy pictures.
Sobriety from our terrace.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention.
me either.
Diana, do you have something to say?
Oh, no. I'm fine.
Oh, you looked like you had something to say.
I don't know. I mean, I was just pulling the microphone closer. I feel very much more secure with it.
I want to know,
closer to me.
What was the motivation to braid Nick's hair? You did this earlier.
Because I like to do stuff like that. I mean, I just like if some, you know, I don't know, especially... I don't know. I mean,
is this
like
a feminization thing?
Well, I saw Donna's hair, Donna Slopey's hair, and Donna Slopey has, I think, similar hair texture to Nick's, and she has her hair braided.
Yeah, it's cute.
And
it's
I was
really
like,
cute.
I just wanted to do that
to
Nick.
To be feminine?
I don't know.
Market research suggests that we will get a better price out of renting Nick out if he's braided and purdy. Oh.
I mean, he looks super cute, y'all.
Yeah. He looks clean shaven too. Do you shave?
Does he even have to shave? Wait a minute.
It's been a few days. I'm still young. I don't have a face.
What do you want?
He doesn't have his adult hair or his adult teeth yet.
Oh, it's right here. Never mind.
So, yeah, I don't think Nick is doing the shaving thing yet. At least not on himself. Maybe shaving a yak or a pig. So, yeah, somebody take that beer.
Sure, why not?
Okay, well, glad we had to twist your arm.
Yeah, I remember those days.
So, anyway, yeah, Derek, go back to interrogating Nick, please.
Yeah, there's a talk on, there are a few talks on asexuality at FiendFest this year.
Yeah.
Has anyone noticed that?
I did see that one.
Get it at all.
I think it's cool. I think it's cool.
I knew a guy in high school who was asexual.
How long?
For as long as I knew him. No, nothing like that. No, he was just too much of a genius. I think it was all up in his head and it couldn't get down.
Witch head.
Yeah, he couldn't get up to get down.
So it couldn't get from his head to his.
He came out of it later, like out of high school. He like went on and had a normal like dating, whatever. I think.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't have to be temporary though. This is like 1% of the population
lifestyle.
Either
yeah.
That's fair. Yeah, it's just a phase.
Isn't that like what nuns and priests do though?
No,
that's not really.
Celibacy. That's a vow.
That's pedophilia.
That's also like abstinence is a description of behavior. Asexual is a description of inclination.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, these people want partnership, like long-term monogamous partners, but they
don't identify.
They don't have sex.
I don't get it.
I don't understand.
I don't get it.
Wait a minute.
So you're so you want a roommate.
Well, no.
It's a type of partnership.
I'm confused.
Yeah, they want a roommate. They want somebody to share the bills with.
Maybe they want to get into their deepest, darkest fears and aspirations. They just don't want to put a D in there. I tried to clean that up as best I could.
You got it. We're safe.
That was good.
I started laughing.
Cuddling, but no D.
Yeah, no mushroom stamp.
So how do you feel with your hair braided now, Nick?
It's easier to handle.
You've been playing with it.
That's what she said.
I do. Yeah, I like.
Do you have to
like
handle it often?
That's what the three polyamorous girls said.
I'm going to braid Chandler's hair, too.
I let you have that one. Okay.
Yeah, those braids kind of look like handlebars on a bicycle. I just had to tell you that.
Oh, no.
Did you catch the asexual talk? I just saw the...
Did I miss it?
Did you see it?
It was right after Dobby. No, I'll have to catch the replay or whatever.
I didn't see it either. I was glad they were there, though. I thought it was cool.
It's not just one talk. There are, like, asexual mixers and stuff happening here, too.
Whoa.
Yeah, no, people are... I think it's cool.
So it's like all or nothing, basically.
All or nothing?
Well, you could go and try and convert them, I guess.
I mean, it just seems like, okay, you got the polyamory workshops, and then you have the asexual workshops, so...
Oh, right, yeah. There's not much in between.
And then there's a battle royal after.
Asexual people out there?
Well, I mean, I suppose that's the case. Yeah, I mean, because asexual doesn't mean not loving someone or right. Like, yeah, I mean, so I guess that's entirely possible.
It takes all kinds, and if it doesn't yet, we'll find them.
Yeah. That's right. They'll definitely gravitate here, for sure.
I say make them wrestle.
Hey, where's that dome? Is that dome here this year?
The dome is not here. I'm sorry. It's kind of like there's lots of things that have been here before that are not, and it's just like,
it feels sterile.
It really does. It feels sterile.
What are you most disappointed about?
I mean, just the fact, well, the I mean, I haven't participated in the sex dome before,
yeah,
but just the fact
there.
That it was there, it's just kind of cool.
I'm agnostic about the sex dome.
It's like a safe
zone. I was never in it. I think it's a rumor.
And... there was this guy.
Wait, you're Mike.
When we went into the dome, the first year I was here, I think, about 3 years ago. There was this guy in a Bushido like outfit.
What is that?
Bushido?
You know, he looked like a Zen master. Oh, yeah.
Was it like a bougie Bushido?
Yeah, he was really odd.
Kimono?
Yeah, well, kind of, sort of. And he tied this girl up on this like weird handlebar thing just kind of whipped her around a little. And
he whipped her?
Oh, yeah. He had the
cattails?
Cattails.
All right.
But she didn't really seem into it. She's just like, ugh.
Cat of nine tails, actually.
Yeah, thank you.
She needed a fight for 15.
Yeah, and I was just like, really?
Enough.
I came in here expecting something totally different, you know? I mean, there was a teenage...
Was it Diana?
I came this close to spewing beer, like all over the table.
Shut up.
I would have deserved it.
Yes.
Got it on me.
But there was, I think the most exciting thing we saw, you know, because the bondage thing really wasn't exciting.
I'm getting signals from the audience. They want you to talk slower.
Okay.
With a little more inflection.
But I think that the most exciting thing we saw was the, and I wouldn't exactly call it exciting, it was a little odd, but the very young teenage couple having sex in the corner with total disregard for the 12 other people in the room. So yeah, I was really not all that impressed with the dome when I went. I was just like, okay, I've seen it, I've been there. Yeah.
Still, just the fact that it has, I don't know.
Why is it a dome? Is that a thing? Because I've been in a dome, but it wasn't that dome.
The Superdome.
Well, There was this thing. So I used to go to Burning Man like 10 years ago, and there was a thing there called Orange Camp. And Orange Camp was a dome.
Yeah.
And you go in and everything's orange. And there's like racks of things on the entrance, so you could put on a kind of orange vest when you go in, so you're also orange. And it's just a chill space.
Thank goodness.
So I went in.
What if you didn't bring
everything should be orange, I mean.
So it just seemed like a chill space, so I went in there to take a nap. And when I woke up, it was like six or so couples, all men, rolling around on the orange. And so, like, is this a thing about domes? Is there some reason why these things happen in domes?
Your guess is as good as mine, man.
The security?
Just the word sex dome, I don't know. It just like sounds kind of, I don't
know.
That
sounds like an 80s beam.
Because planetariums aren't very mobile.
Featuring Pauly Shore.
Yeah. I'd rather have a Thunderdome. Call me crazy. Like, can we get a Thunderdome at this festival? Like bungee cords and chainsaws and like...
Half-naked men playing flame-throwing guitar.
Right. Well, break a deal, face the wheel. That's what I'm saying.
Lou, you did get a picture of that guy who was dressed up as Mad Max yesterday, didn't you?
There was a Mad Max dressed up person. What?
Well, actually,
how he lives every day.
He's Indian, so it wasn't.
I believe he's Native American.
That too.
Like PC matters at this point.
That too.
Daughter Feather.
Wow.
Casino, not Texapro.
Oh.
So anyway. He's got these ceremonial spears like crossed on his trunk. Nick, did you bring one of your piglets to Pork Fest?
Oh man,
I hear oinking. So anyway, this guy the Native American has he's got like the spears crossed and all this other stuff, and I real nice guy, his name's Mark. I got a chance to chat with him. He's got the spears crossed, and I didn't know that he was a Native American. I thought he really was Mad Max, and because there's libertarians here, you know, that's, you know, gotta be that way. But anyway, you know, he comes rolling in. I'm like, holy cow, I gotta get pictures of this, because you know, you like fit the bill, you're the stereotype here.
You know. That was lip hair.
It was literally lip hair, and his bike was so decked out, he didn't even need roads, so I'm full-blown libertarian. So what in the happy Halloween are you guys doing here?
I don't know.
Oh, cool.
They're showing the picture of Mark and his bike.
Yeah, there's a picture.
I'm just saying this festival needs a Mad Max contingent. I think we could use the Thunderdome.
Totally.
I think we could do boffer fighting. Oh, nice. I mean, we should call out the Church of the Sword.
Right on,
they're still around. They've got all kinds of weapons.
Yeah, I saw people fighting today with Halo swords. Did you see this?
I did not see that. Oh, wait, the last time I did a sword fight was with big logs in the woods, and it did not end well. It started with tequila and ended in New York City.
If you like to sword fight, you should do this tomorrow. It's a $3 boffer sword. You go to the dollar store, you get a pool noodle, a roll of duct tape, and a broom. And you stick the broom into the pool noodle, and you wrap the whole thing in duct tape, and then you hit people with it.
That sounds
great for kids.
That's actually therapy in the line of work that I'm in. We have
I did this in my freshman art class.
And actually, they had sword fighting in the Geodome a couple of years ago, from what I heard, but it was more than $3. Like,
so there's
$30.
A dollar store downtown, Family Dollar, right? They'd have all this stuff, so all we need now is a dome and bungee cords.
and chainsaws. And chainsaws.
Right, and maybe some sort of, like, contract about liability.
Yeah.
Only a couple of
companies. You do so at your own risk.
Right.
Yeah. Send lawyers, guns, and money. We'll get the stuff sorted out. We'll be back after this trip to the market.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Hey there, this is Nick Hazelton, the anarcho-yakitalist. I've been rising to power in the liberty movement since I was 14 years old, when I first found the Freedom Fiends on my TuneIn app. I quickly became a fan, and a little over a year later, I called into Michael Dean After Dark on my crappy home phone. Michael quickly realized my brilliance, but was disappointed by my audio quality. So he picked me up as a mentee, gave me a microphone, helped me start my own podcast, and threw me on the radio show. Now I'm 17, I'm assembling a yak army, building a cult following of yakateers, and we're planning our march to Fiendfest Somalia to take over the geographic region between the Connecticut River and the Salmon Falls River to make it a libertarian paradise free of faceless boards of authority. Free Freedom Fiends buttons will be given to anybody who swears allegiance to the dear sweet Yak Emperor and aids our cause. This wouldn't be possible without the help of Nima Vidotti and especially Michael Dean. The Freedom Fiends have made me as dear and sweet as I am today. Worms.
Blaster.
What is that?
Really?
Yeah, I have no idea.
You're so young.
We gotta lock up Derek in a Clockwork Orange and educate him.
Yes, we do.
Do you know lock me in a
Clockwork Orange? You don't.
Yes.
Okay, good.
I couldn't finish watching it. I started like
it's
I was
horrifying.
Really.
It's, I watched it when brutal. I was like 11.
It's absolutely brutal.
I have too much self-respect to finish that movie. Yeah.
I was sitting up. I was like 11 years old one night watching USA up all night, and I was like,
11,
what's
watching Clockwork Orange? Really?
Yeah, and I was like, what's this movie?
That's why Chandler happened.
And that's, yes, that is. So yeah, don't ever.
Yeah.
So what's the connection? What's this Master Blaster?
Master Blaster from Mad Max?
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
You don't know Mad, you haven't seen Mad Max.
No, when people are talking about it, saying they saw some Mad Max guy, I really had no idea what
the
you were talking about.
And like when Mel Gibson
what's
was
he look
still
like?
Young and sexy.
Like a punk?
Oh my
like
God,
dirty
he looks
punk?
So good in that movie. Like a,
I love
biker guy.
Oh yeah,
the
definitely.
New one
that was really
great.
Good. Yeah,
I was thoroughly impressed. Yeah. I don't usually like remakes, but the new one was good.
What were the things you were saying you kind of miss? You said that there are things that aren't here this year. What kind of differences? Besides the sex stuff.
The juice caboose. Amen to that.
Yes. They said they didn't do enough business last year. I don't know. I mean,
like 4 times a day.
I was going to them for every meal. They had... Anyway, vendors of the future, we need more juice and guacamole wraps.
Okay, so like some of the other things are there are a lot of people that I'm used to seeing here that aren't here.
Like what?
And people that I'm used to seeing like that I've seen the last 2 years. Well,
yeah, where is
I'm like, you know, people like I mean people from Michigan, you know, like Michigan's like my heart. You know, the Ritters and you know folks like that and the hippies.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's like I really
Paul almost jumped on his
and here. it just
Paul
feels
almost jumped on his motorcycle and came here.
What?
Paul almost jumped on his motorcycle.
Get on the hog.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
Come
seriously.
And do it.
Yeah, Virgil Viduva and his family and everything.
He's not coming?
No, he's not. Nope. And I mean, it's just like, I mean, there's that. There's the Satoshi Saloon, which is one of my favorite places to hang out.
Yeah.
Is not here this year. So it's like it's just, I don't know.
They had the big hookah.
There was a
big
hookah
place.
How did I miss that?
Yeah, oh, it was great.
Oh, okay.
I said,
how big? Like, how many people could it serve?
4 people. We were drinking absinthe one night.
Oh.
We were drinking absinthe one night.
It's like an ideal evening right there.
And had some nice Turkish tobacco on the hookah.
Oh,
and they were wicked friendly. Like, come on in, have a seat. And, it was wonderful.
You know who I don't miss?
What?
Your face, or your food, our food, your gullet.
Why?
Oh, they had the techno music going all night, keeping everybody awake.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that like a service?
I know, right? Yeah. Dude, it's a party. It's a party.
Yeah, they were having a party. You just didn't get it.
Yeah.
They were serving up Coke and Molly for
me. Oh, okay.
Do you guys watch Bob's Burgers?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I love Bob's Burgers so
totally
much.
Totally used the Our Face, Your Gullet tactic with the flyer. Did you catch that?
On which one?
Okay, so you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So, what is it? My Face, Your Gullet? Is that right? Is it Your Face,
Your
Gullet? Anyway, there's a face.
Our food, your gullet.
And somebody made a flyer to like protest them to say like let's keep quiet or something.
It was the neighborhood.
And they said 50% off if you bring one of
the flyers in. Yes.
And they did the same thing in Bob's Burgers. Bob competes with it's a Greek restaurant across the street.
Yeah, across the street.
And the Greek restaurant put out a sign that they'd give
50%
off for a Bob's Burgers flyer.
Yep.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, my kid got me into that show because she knows I love Archer, and it's a lot of the same cast.
I never saw Archer.
Oh,
I have never seen Archer either.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, no,
waiting
I
for
haven't.
The live action.
I know. Oh, I mean, I keep meaning to watch it, but I just
Archer is the best show on TV. I'm telling you.
All right. I don't know. Game of Thrones.
John Benjamin.
Yeah. It's the same guy that does Bob's Burgers. He's been in a bunch of Adult Swim cartoons.
Yeah.
He's been in Family Guy.
Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Rick and Morty. For me, Rick and Morty is the best show on TV.
I've only watched a couple, and it is good. I'll give
Come
you
on,
that.
Anatomy Park. Yeah. It's like Jurassic Park combined with God, what is that sci-fi movie from like the 80s where they shrink people down and go inside
their bodies? Interspace. We just watched that the
other day. That wasn't from the 80s, that was from the 70s.
And Jurassic Park.
Interspace was the 80s.
Yeah, Dennis Quaid and
that's right.
Martin Short.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So they shrink people down and they take them on a wondrous journey through a park built inside somebody's abdomen. And they view viruses and parasites.
Okay,
and,
so I haven't got into it yet.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, all right, I'll check that one out. Definitely.
But life finds a way. And they get out.
So how do we go from things we miss to Interspace?
Because I miss Interspace.
This is a tangential show, so, well, basically.
We watched Interspace the other night. I've been educating my kid on the wonders of 80s movies.
Oh, yeah.
Robot
good
jocks.
For you. Like, what movies, Chandler?
That's a good one.
You have to tell us when we come back.
Yeah.
Because we're going to break.
I'm missing the lasers. Remember the lasers?
Yeah.
Lasers, yeah.
The lasers aren't here.
I miss basically nonstop radio all day long because all the people that were doing live shows in
it's
here.
Just so what's so up with that? How sterile.
Come? I haven't sterile. Seen
you're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone proof.
Hey, this is Nathan Explosion from Death Clock, and you're listening to Freedom Fiends. On the radio, worms.
Which one did you like? With the arms out and then like reaching down for our ankles?
No, when you were pretending you were flying, I was like, I remember doing that.
And welcome back to the Freedom Fiends. Fiend Fest Somalia.
Visual comedy on the radio.
Yeah. From Merca.
Lots of that going on tonight.
This is always so fun to me when we all get together and actually are together in real life
meet
doing
space.
Shows.
In
I mean, it's awesome.
Room.
Meet space, yeah.
Meet space.
It's awesome.
It's much funnier.
Yeah.
Sponsored by the State Free Project.
Woohoo!
Derek, you have some knowledge of this organization, is that correct?
No, I don't know anything about that. I just know I can smell all of you, which is, I like that better than doing the show by myself when all I can smell is me.
Yeah, it kind of smells like hippies and bacon around here. And then also that stuff that Nick was smoking earlier.
What is the State Free Project?
This is objectively
true. Poor Nick.
Is it a thing? I don't know. Should we Google it?
Yeah. I can't Google anything.
What are we
Google?
What are
I don't know
about.
I have no internet here.
What are we Googling?
I don't know.
State Free Project.
We're Oogling.
We're Oogling.
Oogling. Oogling.
Have you guys seen Hot Tub Time Machine?
Oh, yes, God. The first one.
You should see both of them immediately.
No.
Why?
They're so good.
No, are they?
They're so good.
They look really stupid to me.
They look incredibly stupid. I put it off for over a year, and I regret that year.
All that time when you could have seen.
I saw the second one. That
they were
Guy
good,
Pearson,
and they were
right?
smart. They were dumb.
No,
humor,
all I get is Free State Project
too.
When I Google it.
Oh, I can't
anyway, in
project.
The second movie, it's called Lugal, because Lou goes back in time and invents it first.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, I'll give it a try. I'll give it a try and see how it goes.
So the remake is one with Guy Pearce, right, Dobby?
The remake?
Guy Pearce?
Of the time
real?
Machine
original? I don't think Guy Pearce was in it. I saw it with the High Fidelity
Memento guy.
And, I
haven't seen that since it came out.
The guy from Warm Bodies. I gotta learn these people's names.
it was Guy Pearce, Orlando Jones.
No,
Guy
I think we're talking about Guy two completely different movies here.
The Time Machine.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
Oh, Hot Tub Time Machine. Oh!
There's the disconnect right there.
What are you talking about, Luke?
Okay, yeah, I'm pretty sure Guy Pearce wasn't in that one.
I don't think
or Orlando Jones.
What did you think? What did you what?
Well, apparently I can't hear properly.
What movie did you think I was talking about?
The Time Machine. The H.
Oh yeah, no, totally different movie.
Okay, so
not as funny.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
So did you see the remake of that?
Yeah, I've seen both Time Machines.
Okay,
does the remake feature pork wedgies?
It was hot tub.
Pork wedgies.
No, it has Morlocks and Eloy though.
Yeah.
Eloy, that's what I meant.
there could be a pork wedgie hidden
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, they
somewhere.
Sound similar.
Yeah. Well, they kind of look alike.
I like the remake. They added that whole thing about like fate and death is inescapable or whatever. Like that wasn't really part of the original. But it was good. But no, Hot Tub Time Machine, it's a comedy. It's like you have to mix energy drinks in hot tubs, and it turns hot tubs into time machines.
Yes.
Sure it does.
Because, you know, science.
it's scientific, y'all.
And Chevy Chase plays an integral role, which, you know, makes any good movie as far as...
That's true, he does.
Oh, I love Chevy Chase, yeah.
Plus, it's a very coherent, you know, model of the multiverse, if you, you know, are into that sort of thing.
Huh. Yeah. That technology may be necessary, because we might have to go back in time to the beginning of the show and not lose as many stations.
Yeah. You know, there's all this talk about, in all sci-fi, regarding time travel, about, like, they call it the temporal prime directive in Star Trek. The idea that you shouldn't go back in time and change anything, I think it's silly. I think you should go back and change as much as you want.
And how would you know if it has been?
I prefer the temporal non-aggression principle. Yes. I think if you go back in time and you don't harm anything, only good things will result.
I don't know.
Can you go back and give baby Hitler a wedgie?
Well, they do it in Kung Fury. I mean, they don't give him a wedgie, but they, you know, destroy
Hitler
him.
Hitler, I think, got wind of all of these conspiracies to invent time travel and go back in time and kill him.
Really?
And so he invented time travel. He went forward in time to kill the inventor of time travel before he could send someone back to kill him.
Dobby, didn't you just recently see Kung Fury?
I didn't recently see it. I just recently shared it again because so many people haven't seen it.
Oh, my God. It's so good. So good.
Dobby?
Wow. I was watching the trailers and given to the Kickstarter before the thing ever even existed.
Wow. Really? Oh, awesome. Yeah, it's so good.
Dobby,
yeah.
In regards to your theory, can you prove it? Do you have any evidence? Do you have the documents?
Of what? Which theory?
The Hitler going forward and killing the inventor.
Well, no, but the absence of documents is just proof that it happened.
So you don't have the documents?
No, the documents never existed.
It's a conspiracy.
Illuminati confirmed.
Right.
I knew those lizard people would come.
Or at least implied.
Obey.
That's why Dobby was acting all funny. We saw that guy with the leather or the lizard skin boots or snake skin boots.
Because I'm one a reptile. Of them.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys, yeah, you've read, like, my Facebook status says,
Jeremy,
openly,
is Dobby, like, a lizard person?
I'm an extraterrestrial.
Right now he's looking okay, so I think we're good.
Yes, because you would know.
Some of you guys in the corner over there are a little suspect, though.
Pip caught him.
Oh, yeah, Steve Miller, lizard person.
Miller, where are you?
I don't know what you guys all have against lizards.
I don't know. All my tattoos are after lizards. I have nothing against lizards. I don't know why everybody's all up in arms about this.
Are these tattoos you can show?
Yeah.
On the radio?
On the radio.
Humor, yes.
I think safe for radio.
All the lizard stuff.
Oh, hey. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that one on your shoulder is more like a gargoyle.
Jeremy's taking off. Well.
Well,
visual comedy on the radio.
Yes, you know, why not?
You know, I mean, I have to be precise.
Hey, keep your clothes on. This ain't the LP convention. Yeah, this place is respectable.
Right.
And that's the sad thing. It's like it's gotten way too respectable around here.
Where are the MVP players to get those?
We're here.
Yeah,
well, there you go. Yeah.
It doesn't have that energy that it had when I was here two years ago.
Yeah. Or last year even. Yeah.
I think it's a lack of pounding music. I think there needs to be more people just blasting music wherever they are.
I try.
I'm not hearing it. As I'm walking around,
it's too
and I think
quiet.
It's too quiet. Yeah.
It's too quiet. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I was blasting some Slayer this morning. That was
sick.
Like helping me. With
Thank you for your service.
What was he doing? You was blasting some Slayer.
Some Slayer.
Oh, maybe it's cursed. Maybe it's not haunted. Maybe it's cursed. Because, like, it can't really be haunted. I mean, like, full moons and solstices and 13ths, those are
That's
all
just superstition,
temporary
but
things.
Curses. Like,
haunt is an ongoing thing. So maybe this is a cursed pork fest.
Bum, bum, bum.
But since we can't...
And I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for you damn kids. Yes, you, Nick.
You meddling kids.
So what do you think? Is it voodoo? Is it...
You do.
Is it druid?
So well.
Is it...
Maybe want to shoot.
There's a stone, American Stonehenge, not too far from here. So maybe
American Stonehenge.
And the way that it's set up, the way that it's laid out, it like shoots an azimuth towards the Scottish Stonehenge. So maybe we're like in the way of the blast rays or something like that. Or
we're
maybe,
like we're like collateral damage in the
Yeah.
What, ley lines of the planet?
Yeah, I, maybe
what are we talking about now? I'm like completely lost.
Signals going from one Stonehenge to the other.
Right.
And
somebody's getting in the way.
It's an interdimensional hyperspace bypass.
I saw like
I knew it.
I saw not a documentary, but like some show about standing stones in various places, and supposedly there's one, and I think it might be in Georgia or something like that, that's very set up very similarly to Stonehenge.
Oh, the Georgia Guidestones, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not set up according to Stonehenge. That's,
I thought it was.
That's letting people know that the New World Illuminati wizard people, Gavi Barkers, are gonna deplete the population. And
just because I'm not human doesn't mean I'm a reptile. I'm just saying.
No, Davi, you should tell them about your conversation with your class. Which about the robot.
About the robot?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, so I was an art teacher with for his, a year.
Like these, fifth like, grade to ninth like fifth grade. Graders, yeah.
And, you know, I just, you know, I want to get them thinking, but it's an art class, so there's no real curriculum. And so I asked them one day to prove to me that they were not a robot, and they couldn't do it. Like, they say, well, I have a mom and dad, and I'm like, oh, so you remember being born? And they're like, well, no, but they told me about them. Well, of course they did.
Oh my God.
You're a robot designed to think it's a human being, silly.
You put this into their heads?
Yeah. I put lots of things into their heads. But so this one vexed this girl for like weeks.
So you said, it did. So you probably had nightmares, Davi.
So you're only an art teacher for a year, right?
Yeah. I'd keep doing it, but not at this school. I'm leaving California, so maybe I'll teach again. I don't know.
Say it.
Share with the group.
I don't know, Davi. I think you have a reptile dysfunction.
A reptile.
Oh, man. Now I want that.
The asexual group
you
is meeting.
You would, you little skink.
How do reptiles procreate?
They do the nasty.
You cut off their tail and it grows into another one, right?
Yeah.
That's it?
No, okay. If you go to an iguana and you cut off its tail, it'll grow back. If you do it a second time, it goes, dude.
And then you have two iguanas?
No, it just goes, dude.
Knock it off.
Stop cutting my tail off.
I could see a bunch of stone just being like, I cut the tail off, it grows back. I cut the tail off, it grows back.
It's like magic, man. Magic.
Davi, where are you moving?
Earth.
Arrakis.
So I'm going on a road trip, man. I'm sailing across America.
Sailing.
So when I get back from Porkfest, I pack up my things, I leave, I'm moving into a Toyota Camry, and I'm driving around the country. So I'm going to be in San Diego for a bit, visit MK Lords. I'm going to Tahoe for a family reunion. I'm going to Virginia for a horror convention. I'm going to Arizona for
a Jack. What convention?
Horror.
Oh.
Not a horror convention.
Not a horror convention. It's not a dome there.
Not this time.
here we are talking.
So Davi, I want you to talk about, though, your new luggage rack.
My new luggage rack. Okay, what's her name? Marla?
Oh, this is cute.
So maybe you guys have seen this. It's like a sandbox when you were a kid. It's like a green thing. It looks like
Marla from Neverending Story.
Right.
Yeah.
And it had like a shell. So you, like, when the kid was done puking in the sand, you could just put the shell over it. So I drilled holes in the roof of my car and I bolted this turtle to the roof of my car so that I can use it as a luggage rack. But I'm driving around with a turtle like on the roof of my car. And her name is Marla. After the, is that right? That doesn't feel
I'm
right.
Not, yeah, I'm not sure it's Marla. This,
but it's the turtle from Neverending
Mora
Story.
Mora or something like that.
Morla. Morla?
Morla. That's what it is. Morla. It's Morla, yeah.
She's like the ultimate nihilist. Like they
it's
go
like
to her.
Nothing matters.
She's like, we don't even care whether or not we care.
Yeah, that's what she did.
Marla and the Eloy. We'll be back.
Real.
Yeah.
So this is the
Wake
last
up, Nick.
Segment.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Are you sick of seeing peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Freedom Fiends.
Go for it. You want me to hold it? I like holding it.
All right.
You do. Go for it.
This is crazy. The final segment. And do we have any redemption in the third act? Or are we just going to keep going off rambling?
There's hope.
There's hope. We were just discussing that during the break.
Either because this is the best election or because this is the worst election ever. And because.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. I mean, all the disillusionment. I mean, you see, I've seen people that I know to be statists sharing memes that have been shared, like, quite frequently among the, like, libertarian and anarchy community. So,
yep.
Yeah.
Oh, rad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because
so,
they see.
I actually do have Facebook friends who are statists, so.
Oh, yeah. Don't we all?
You brag about that?
Yeah.
I'm not bragging. I'm
it's
just saying.
It's a minor trauma in your feed every day to see their posts. You're like, all right.
Parasites taking your memes.
Yeah. Right?
Defend
Anywho,
your memes.
Anywho, well, hope.
Bernie thinks it's unfair that a small number of people should control all the memes.
Welcome to Ron Paul's world.
Yeah. So, I guess you just need to redistribute the memes of production.
But I'm
seize them. Redistribute.
Communist memes would suck. They would not be funny.
They're so
at all.
Depressing and boring.
Yeah.
Dark humor is like food. Not everyone gets it.
That's good.
Yeah. And the bad part is for communist memes, you got to stand in line to get them, and they're not even that good.
Yep.
Hey, Bip Cotter. Yeah, we got one.
Bomb.
Yeah. Oh. I knew it was going to happen. Finally,
just
in the last second.
Eyes.
Yeah. Something else is
different. I think
it's
beyond that because she's not waking up.
Yeah. Something else is different about this pork fest is there's usually a bunch of people here in the media room crashed out and overdosing and just all the things.
Yeah,
all kinds of decadence, and there's like very little decadence going on.
It's pretty boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, let loose, people. Put your hair down.
Yeah.
Have fun.
You're leading the way.
And then we've got the coppas. We've got the coppas riding around all the time, making sure everybody's like, am I getting the accent right?
Yep, you sure are.
Who's riding around?
You know,
the
like
coppas.
The coppas. Like, you know,
Where? The
pork rangers.
Oh. Oh, please.
I just laughed when I saw them. Honestly, I was like, good for you. You go.
Well, so we've got like a Slayer talk in the morning.
Yep.
At Chandler's tent. Yoga out on the pavilion.
Sometimes, someplace.
And it's organic and it can happen at any time.
Yeah.
That's the best.
Sexy yoga.
Yeah.
Actually,
nothing.
When I walk by you guys, I said, hey, look, it's sexy yoga.
Come and join us next time.
I'll work on that.
I couldn't tell if that was yoga or Greco-Roman wrestling.
Why not both?
There's a difference.
That was my Michael impersonation. I have to impersonate him like every 15 minutes. So
to keep the dream alive?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah. Nicole, you should be awake because you found out that you're 164th Michael Dean today.
What?
Yeah,
what does that mean?
Yeah, she has a very pale spot on her. That's 164th Michael Dean. Because his genetic heritage.
I thought you were going to say she like found out Michael Dean was her great-great-great-grandfather. I was like, how is that even
possible.
Something's wrong here.
Great-great-great-grandfather. So, what does that mean? What does that mean, Nicole? What does that mean?
Just the tip.
So did you take the test and get your results back?
The pale spot, for those of us that have met him, he's very white. His ethnic heritage is English, Irish, and Elmer's glue.
And what? Well, and 164th African American.
I heard he was
albino African American.
Yeah, that's
Because I, yeah, he's white, and he'll tell you, he looks like Uncle Fester.
Or Barney Rubble.
Or Bobby Hill.
Bobby Hill. For those of you that didn't hear, he said Bobby Hill.
Now we're going to be kicked off radio, and Michael's not going to talk to any of us anymore.
Michael's not listening right now. He's watching a movie.
Oh, he'll be listening.
We're going to hear it tomorrow.
Maybe he checked back in. Hang on. Let me check my phone for the email.
Look.
Okay, he has called himself Barney Rubble before, so.
Michael, if you're listening and you're upset, give us no sign.
We're good,
all right,
folks.
I think we're okay.
Hey, check to see if we're still on air tomorrow night.
Yeah, if not, go to freedomfiends.com and get all the back episodes.
Worms.
Worms.